You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
Rachel is a young girl from West Africa. She was 14 years old when she was brought to the United States. Her parents thought she was being brought to the United States to go to school. Rachel believed that as well. Instead, she was brought here and forced to braid hair in a hair braiding salon for 12 to 14 hours a day. She would be taken back home at night, locked in a room. She was given food, she would go to sleep, and she would get up and she would go to work the next day. Rachel never felt she could tell anyone what was happening to her because she was too afraid of what would happen to her family back home in Africa or what the traffickers would do to her if she told any of her clients that she was a slave.
I'm Jared Wadley, and that was Bridget Carr, a clinical assistant professor at the University of Michigan's Law School. Her account of Rachel, a real client whose name has been changed to protect her identity, is similar to many stories of human trafficking victims who are forced, coerced, or deceived into slavery. Human trafficking is the second largest criminal industry in the world, generating billions of dollars annually. With their own lives and those of their families and friends at risk, victims often do not know where to seek help. One source will be the human trafficking clinic that opens at the law school this fall. Carr will direct this clinic.
Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. It involves the exploitation of human beings for profit. You can find it in both the sex industry and in the labor industry, whether that's restaurants, hair salons, landscaping services. Human trafficking is the second largest criminal industry in the world. It exists in all corners of the world, whether it's big cities or small towns, developed nations or developing nations.
Many people think human trafficking happens in other countries, but how common is it in the United States?
The United States government estimates that approximately 20,000 victims are brought into the United States every year. In addition, between 200,000 and 300,000 U.S. citizen children are at risk of human trafficking every year. However, we know that these numbers don't accurately reflect the reality of human trafficking on the ground in the United States today.
What are the typical age and gender of victims?
Human trafficking victims can be from any age group or any gender. My clients have been children and adults, men and women. We have often in the United States been more successful in rescuing child victims of human trafficking. However, it can be anyone.
So how challenging is it to get victims to seek help from the police or human rights agencies?
Having victims identify themselves as victims to law enforcement is one of the most challenging parts of doing human trafficking work. Human trafficking victims are sometimes walking among us. They're at grocery stores, they're at hair salons, they're at other places of business that we go to. In order for human traffickers to be sure that those victims won't self-identify, they have to terrorize them enough to know that even if they're out in public, they won't identify themselves. That process of terrorizing victims means that when they encounter law enforcement, they're often too afraid to tell law enforcement that they're a victim.
Describe the clinic and its role in combating human trafficking.
The Human Trafficking Clinic at the University of Michigan is one of the first of its kind. We are one of the only clinics focusing solely on human trafficking. Students in the clinic will get the opportunity to apply what they're learning in class to real-life problems. They will represent victims of human trafficking in the United States. They will also be involved in international law reform projects, helping other nations strengthen their attempts to fight human trafficking.
Thank you, Bridget. Bridget Carr is a clinical assistant professor at the University of Michigan's Law School. Her research and teaching interests focus on human rights, immigration, and international refugee law.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.